One of the things that goes wrong when we get stressed is our sleep. I hear this in clinic all the time, but this is a new little technique which I've just learned, and it works like a dream. I have been working with a really famous shaman called Anna Hunt. I've given this exercise to a few people as well, and it's worked for them too. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to share it with you now. So something that people don't know is that hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And we are celebrating Stress Awareness Month this month, and we're going to do a lot of content to help you manage your stress because there is so much that Chinese medicine can do to help you. I have just learned the most amazing technique, which I'm going to share with you. So what happened? One of the things that goes wrong when we get stressed is our sleep, okay? And it is one of the most horrendous situations when you are wide awake in the middle of the night. You can practically run the country, frankly, at 2:30 in the morning. And then, of course, you finally get back to sleep and you feel horrendous in the morning. And I hear this in clinic all the time. And indeed, sometimes it happens to me as well, because when our lives get off whack, our sleep gets impacted. So I have pretty much tried and tested and talked to you about every single possible sleep technique that I can. It's in my book. There's a masterclass on it. There's a free fact sheet on it. There's content galore on sleep. But this is a new little technique which I've just learned, and it works like a dream. So what is this amazing technique, I hear you ask? Well, I have been working with a really famous shaman called Anna Hunt, and she had a book that came out quite a number of years ago now called The Shaman in Stilettos, and we've just been doing some work together, and she was teaching me about power animal embodiment. And as part of that work, I was working with some of the Chinese zodiac animals, and as a result of which, I used a technique which I then developed, which was looking at the zodiac animals that appear in the middle of the night and embodying those animals in order to see whether that supported the issue that was going wrong at that time of the night. And it's worked. And I've given this exercise to a few people as well, and it's worked for them too. So the fact is, this is not a scientific blind test study, but I've given it to several people. They've all got terribly excited about it, and it's a free technique, and it's really good fun. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to share it with you now. So something that people don't know is that the hour of 1 till 3 o'clock in the morning, which is often when we wake up, and that's often when we feel like we can run the country, is the time of the buffalo. We have something in Chinese medicine called the Ziwu clock. Okay, it's like an energy clock. It's a 24-hour clock, and in each two-hour window, one of the 12 zodiac animals is the dominant animal, and you can use that as a power animal resource as part of an embodiment meditation to rectify the imbalance going on at that time of day. Who knew? Well, now you do. So, at 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning, the power animal is the buffalo, okay? Now, this animal is very much about deep processing, okay? Because what's going on between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning is it's that the liver is the organ which dominates, and that organ is about detoxification, processing, planning, organizing, and sifting through emotions of anger, frustration, resentment, the busyness of the day. Now, compare that to the opposite, which is really what the buffalo embodies, which is slow, steady process. And what happens when you wake up in the middle of the night is that that slow, steady processing, that slow, steady filtration of the sort of the bottom of the barrel of all that busy, angsty energy frequency that we're dealing with all day long is being compromised. So one of the ways that we can address this is by embodying the frequency of the animal to allow ourselves to meditate back into it. So we can practice the technique now in the daytime because it's a very lovely, intense, like energy frequency. Think of a nice, slow buffalo just kind of walking gently, kind of, you know, with that lovely sort of bovine quality. Just think how lovely and calming that frequency feels like. So that then, as and when you wake up in the night, you can simply harness that frequency and go back into it. And it works like a deep gravitational pull, pulling you back down into the depths of sleep. It's wonderful. It's magnetic. It's powerful. It's embodying all of the amazing energy frequency that the buffalo gives us that we in turn can harness to ensure that if we are waking up at that time and the mind starts getting busy and it starts thinking about things, it's got the power, because it's a big, strong power animal, to pull you back down. what better? And all I can say, ladies and gents, is that everyone I've given this exercise to has just come back to me literally and gone, oh my God, it works like a charm. I can't believe it. So it's a bit of a world premiere because this is really me as the modern voice of Chinese medicine, kind of applying everything that I know in every single which way I can into the crazy modern world that we live in. OK, and this is obviously as well as all of the other sleep techniques I talked to you about. I talked about foot bathing, sleep hygiene, like turning off your screens, don't be scrolling late at night, making sure you get yourself to bed early, making sure there's no flashing lights or funny noises or whirring or buzzing going on in your bedroom, making sure that you're doing body brushing, body tapping, foot bathing before bed. These are all fantastic techniques that you can do. A couple of magic products that I like to talk about is the Sweet Bee Magnesium Butter, fantastic for the feet, wearing socks before bed at night. And then there's these fantastic little sleep patches, which I like to talk about as well, which you put just on the temples, also quick fixes. All of these are good, okay? But today I want to do the meditation. So when you're ready, let's get ourselves comfortable. Don Simon is ready and waiting. He's already asleep, embodying his inner buffalo. Let's hope no one rings the doorbell. And then we're going to get started. Now, the first thing with these meditations is if you're new to meditation and you're thinking, oh, I can't meditate, it's too difficult. First of all, before you even start this one, I have done an introduction to meditation podcast. Do that one first and then come to this one. But for those of you that have done that or you can't be bothered, let's just start easily. The key to meditation is to meet your body's energy where it already is, okay? Not go straight into that zen-like state, which is where we're looking to get to. If you're busy and you've been rushing around and you're thinking, oh my goodness, my mind's going at a million miles an hour, I can't relax, because you're feeling that horrible feeling of exhausted yet restless, the first thing you need to do is move, okay? So in the little box below, James will show an image of me shaking. That's if you're feeling really stressed and like upbeat right now, the first thing you need to do is shake the body as I'm demonstrating below. Okay, if you've already got rid of that nervous energy, join me here on the sofa. And what we're going to do is the sway, which is this. You're just going to imagine like you've got a piece of dental floss going through your middle. Okay, and you're just making an S shape with the body, allowing the neck to come last. And just allowing that gentle little stretch, swaying into the body. It's like cradling a baby. It's literally as if I'm rocking you into a nice relaxed state. Now, just do that gently. It will start to feel nice and relaxing, and then close your eyes. Start to slow the breath. Just nice deep breaths in, and then as you exhale and breathing out. Do two or three of those nice big exhales. And now start aligning the breath to the sway of the body, slowing everything down. Smiling on the lips like Mona Lisa. Breathing gently, and you'll reach a point roughly about now where the body kind of says, do you know what? I kind of don't really want to move. I'm feeling really relaxed. I'm sort of don't want that anymore. And at that point, just sit gently back. Make sure that you're nicely propped. Take your hands to your lower belly so that you can feel the gentle pressure of your hands. And then just gently smile into your lips like Mona Lisa. Slow the breath. Start to linger at the top and at the bottom of each breath, and feel the gentle pressure of your hands on your lower belly, and just allowing your attention to drop into noticing the gentle pressure of your hands, nothing more. If your attention wanders, just join my voice and be aware of the sensation of your hands on your lower belly. Anytime your attention takes you elsewhere, just take it back to that feeling of your hands. This now takes your awareness down into the energy center of the body, takes you out of your mind and into the body. Breathing gently and slowly, lingering at the top and at the bottom of every breath. And with the body beautifully relaxed, we imagine the crown of our head open. And we imagine the most beautiful, divine light cascading down from the highest heavens down through our heads, through our throats, saturating every cell all the way through the neck, the shoulders, the spine, down to the base of your spine, to your root, filling every cell with beautiful divine light, down through the legs, down to the feet. With each inhale, the divine light comes cascading through the body, mopping any negativity, any toxic debris, gently mopping all negativity it touches down through the neck and the shoulders and the spine, down the legs and out with any debris from the outside tip of your little toes. Imagine the light cascading through the body with each inhale, and as you exhale, we imagine all negativity being mopped up and released. And in this relaxed state, we imagine ourselves sitting in a beautiful garden, lush, in full bloom, the birds are singing, bees and butterflies, all of the harmonies of a warm summer's day. And in this beautiful garden, we're joined by a beautiful buffalo, kind, strong, slow. She stands in front of us, gazing into your eyes with her beautiful bovine eyes, full of gentle strength and kindness. You feel her warmth. You sense her smell. You reach out, touch her beautiful nose, feeling the sensation of her fur under your hand. Allowing yourself the pleasure of her company. Feeling the magnetic force of her slow, steady breath, her deep gravitational connection to the land, her qualities praised in Chinese medicine, steadfastness and slow, steady process. Never hurried, never stressed, a slow, steady pace. A slow breath, visible from her nostrils, audible as she breathes in and slowly breathes out. You can feel the slow rhythm of her heartbeat, and you can sense her heavy weight as it connects down to the magnetic force of the earth beneath your feet. With your next breath, I invite you gently to join into her body and become the buffalo. Imagine now how it feels be inside her space, to be inside her embodied energy. Feel that magnetic pull slowing you down. Feel your breath slow. And the slow rhythm of your pulse. There is nothing hurried in this body. In this state, you are perfectly calm. Each breath slower than the last. Feel the heaviness of her physical body pulled downwards with its intense connection to the magnetic force of the earth grounding you. Allow everything in your body to yield into this downward pull, feeling heavy, feeling slow. Nothing moving. Other than the slowest movement of your breath, the magnetic pull so strong, you can't move. You're so relaxed. All the power this huge maternal animal gently standing, breathing in your garden. aware of the pull. Everything heavy. And when you're ready, thank the buffalo for this shared embodied experience, for the sensitivities of feeling something other than the humanness we feel. Look into her eyes and thank her, and allow her to leave the garden. And take your attention back up to behind your eyes, and close down the crown, and be aware of how the body feels as you come out. It feels lighter, brighter. And gently blink your eyes and come back to the room. And that experience of a power animal meditation, working with the Chinese zodiac animal present at that time, is an exercise that you can do at any point of time in the day, because it's a relaxation technique. Really, the technique is to practice that so that if you wake up in the night because you're stressed, you've got that technique in your armor so that you can just lie there in bed, and rather than sort of tossing and turning or fidgeting or doing what these other things that we do, is to just go back into that meditation and to feel the heaviness. Because the trick is what it feels like to be something other than yourself. And when we're under these unprecedented levels of stress that we are all under, is that our humanness gets So what happens is, when we're under unprecedented levels of stress, our normal levels of humanness gets tested. We go beyond what really human beings should be enduring. Every morning I go to Hyde Park, walk my dog, and it's a really funny transition, because I cross the road from where I park the car and then I'm in the park, and it's like literally one small step for this woman and one giant leap for my nervous system. It's literally that. And you come off the busy that's man-made, and then you go into mother-made, which is what nature is. And so into the park I go, and it feels like the Garden of Eden in comparison, because there's all this busyness going on which is completely normalized by modern society, and then you just go into this park one step later and it's completely contrasting. But we've just got used to it, and we don't realize that our poor little nervous systems are just absolutely shot to pieces by all of this. We're not designed to be like this, so therefore we draw upon these power animals to support us when our natural humanness is being tested to such an unprecedented level. So using that energy that's available to us between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning is a really useful technique. And I can do more of them as well. As we go through the podcast, we shall draw upon some other power animals to see what they can do under these unprecedented levels. But I thought the buffalo was a perfect one for us when we're dealing with sleep, when we're dealing with stress. So the key to this one, practice it in the daytime. So the other really important thing to understand is that if you are waking between 1 and 3 in the morning, that it's a really good thing is to do these practices between 1 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? Specifically, if there's an actual time that you're waking up, let's say it's 2:30, try and do this exercise at 2:30 in the afternoon, because often you get great results by treating the problem at exactly a 12-hour time delay, because the clock literally is like an actual clock, so you want to be on the opposite end. So practice this buffalo meditation at, say, 2:30 in the afternoon, so that you can then go deeper into it when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning. Often, just by doing it at 2:30 in the afternoon, you rectify the problem in the middle of the night, okay? But if you haven't, you've got to go deeper, probably because your stress levels are even higher, and therefore you can just dip back into it and just go straight into that heavy feeling, because it draws you back down into the sleep process. So let me know in the comments below if you found that helpful, and I look forward to seeing you next time.